This audio is from Reno Center. این آدیو از مرکز رینو هستش.
Alright, I'm going to read the quote and then we'll go through the questions. The recognition of one's innate divinity and the regulation of one's daily life in accordance with that truth are the guiding stars for those who are caught in the currents and cross currents of strife and struggle. Without awareness of your own reality, that you are just a wave in the ocean of divinity, life becomes a meaningless farce, a mockery, a game of fools. It is the acquisition of that awareness that makes life earnest, sweet, and fruitful. When you try to prepare a meal, you may have with you all of the materials you need, rice, lentils, salt, lime, spices, vegetables, and so on. But unless you have the fire in the hearth, you cannot get the edible meal. So too in life, Atmajnani, which is the awareness of your own reality, Atmajnana is the fire which makes the material world and the external activities and experiences edible and tasty, digestible, health-granting, and joy-giving. That joy is called anandam. It is uplifting, illuminating, and constructive.
این کد به وسیله بچه ها در ایران ترجمه شده. به رسمیت شناختن الهیت ذاتی فرد و تنظیم زندگی روزمره خود بر اساس آن حقیقت، ستاره‌های راهنما برای کسانی است که در مسیر و جریان‌های مختلف نزاع و مبارزه قرار دارند. بدون آتمایانا که یعنی آگاهی از حقیقت خودتان که شما فقط یک موج در اقیانوس الهی هستید، زندگی یک نمایش بی‌معنی می‌شود، یک جوک، یک بازی احمقانه. به دست آوردن این آگاهی است که زندگی را دلگرم کننده شیرین و پربار می سازد. هنگامی که شما می خواهید یک وعده غذا را آماده کنید، ممکن است تمام مواد مورد نیازتان مانند برنج، عدس، نمک، آب لیمو، ادویه‌جات، سبزی ها و غیره را همراه خود داشته باشید. اما تا وقتی که در اجاق خود آتش نداشته باشید، نمی توانید غذای قابل خوردن درست کنید. همچنین در زندگی آتمایانا آتشی است که دنیای مادی، فعالیت‌های بیرونی و تجربیات را قابل خوردن، خوشمزه، قابل هضم، سلامتی بخش و لذیذ می‌کند. این شادی آنندام نامیده می‌شود. آنندام تعالی بخش، روشن کننده و سازنده است. از گفته‌های بابا 16 مارس 1966.
Baba says that without Atmajnana, which is awareness of your own reality, that you are just a wave in the ocean of divinity, life becomes a meaningless farce, a mockery, a game of fools. He also says that the acquisition of this awareness makes life earnest, sweet, and fruitful. What does this awareness mean to you?
کوی میپرسه که بابا میگه که بدون این آگاهی حقیقت خوده، بدون این آگاهی اتما زندگی یه مسخره میشه، اما وقتی که داریش آگاه این اتما هستی، زندگی شیرین میشه. این آگاهی اتما برای شما چی معنی داره؟
برای من یعنی با بزرگ بودن.
In English.
For me, it's just to be with the presence of God. Otherwise, my mind is going to direct me, guide me through the life, which is... Baba has a quote that says, I read in Nozanin, you said, Sartre, that if we are not aware of the Atma within us, or I say, if I don't go with the presence of God in my daily activities, it's like a dog having a bone. We are chewing on a bone, something will cry. So the life is going to be guided by thoughts and mind and, you know, everything that is not real happiness. It doesn't give me real happiness. That's my understanding. میگم که درک من از اینه که اگر من با حضور نباشم، با اون اتما نباشم، خب ذهنمه که با افکار گوناگون این ور اون ور میره، که واقعا شادی و تیست خوب نمیده با افکار رفتن، با من رفتن. بابای مثالی میزنه، میگه که وقتی که ما با من بریم، با افکار بریم، با حضور خودمون نباشیم، مثل اینه که داریم یه استخون خشکاهی لیس میزنیم و گاز میزنیم که هیچ مزه‌ای نداره، تلخه.
I think my thought is similar, but I was thinking about it this week and I'm trying to articulate what it like feels like for me. And I think it feels, it's like being grounded in that like very quiet, that really peaceful, really nice feeling place, and going out only as far as like where you can still are touching it, right? And then, you know, trying not to like, when you're stretching that rubber band, try not to let it break, right? Try not to go out so far where like it snaps, but like, try to be still connected when you're doing the things. And for me, it feels something about being grounded in that, knowing that that's where I start.
کبی میگه منم برای من خیلی شبیه شیرینگ گوپیه. برای من اینه که ایست بدم روی اون جایگاهی که خیلی سول دارم و ساکته و زیادی از اونجا دور نشم، یعنی همیشه بتونم اونو لمس کنم هر کار دیگه‌ای که میکنم.
What is this awareness mean for you?
I think it's more of knowing what the reality is and probably trying more hard, I mean to know what exactly your reality is and trying according to that. So you know, I think it's just being aware of your situation and act accordingly and be aware of it, and that's what I think it is about, you know, being in reality rather than a dream which you want to achieve but you actually haven't, but it's more of living a reality and knowing the awareness around you so that you could achieve what you really want.
میگن که برای من، به نظر من اینه که حقیقت خودتو بدونی، حقیقت موقعیتتو بدونی و با اون خوش باشی، تو اون زندگی کنی، مثل توی خواب نباشی، دنبال یه چیزی که نداری، موقعیتتو بدون و اونجا اون چیزی که دنبالشی رو پیدا کنی.
What is reality? Like to know what you are in, you know, I think it's just like phasing your day-to-day activities and knowing where you are, you know. If your ambition is something, I think you should know where you stand at right now and what you could do to achieve it, to know what exactly where exactly you actually stand in life and what you could do to achieve it, rather than just,
you mean goal?
Yeah, your goal. Yeah, you know, rather than just sitting there thinking you have reached it, but in reality you haven't, you know. So
not dream about your goal, but go after
just
it.
Go after it.
Yeah. We're not talking about a spiritual goal.
The day to day.
A day to day.
سعد میپرسه که حقیقت یعنی چی برای تو؟ میگه که یعنی بدونم کجای زندگی وایستادم، در زندگی روزمره بدونم که چه نتیجه‌ای میخوام، چی رو میخوام به دست بیارم و
دارم دنبالش برم.
برم دنبالش.
For me,
the awareness
is like knowing what I'm not carried away by my thoughts.
سرینیو میگه برای من ذهن خالیه وقتی که با افکار نمیرم.
Yeah, lately, like a lot this week, I think I'm really like seeing how valuable it is to look in this direction rather than look out, and to choose this direction, because like I know my mind is always like flashing things that I should be looking at. I mean, down to like, I mean, start with goals or people, or and down to like apps on my phone, like looking up, and it's always asking me to look out, but like to choose to look in as much as I can has been a really, you know, it's been really nice, very purposeful.
I think they should have, we have in every city, every town, for addiction to gadgets. It's gotten so bad that people not even conscious of using their precious time constantly entertaining a new thing, in new ways, in new... In past, if we didn't know something, we said, okay, we don't know. Now, knowingness is very easy. You just Google it and get information upon information upon information, and it's an epidemic of addiction. And there's no end to it. They come with more and more and more. And I feel sorry because now I see kids as early as 4 years old, they are into doing that, and it's a norm. It is not a norm. This is the problem. This is very abnormal. But because the society does it, the thing is that when a society does something, it becomes norm, even if it's extremely abnormal. And those of us are really addiction breakers, where we say, just because there are people that do that does not make it right. It just doesn't make it right. I remember when I was raising the kids, and that's what is happening to you guys home, there was no gadget. We did not have TV. We could have had TV, but to choose not to. And the kids became outdoor kids, sports, hiking, skiing, because they had no other option. And interacting normally. Now you sit a young person in front of you, he feels lost. And so as a parents, we need to know what is considered normal. We don't want it. I think when Baba talks about accordance to your divinity, you live your life accordance to your divinity, he's saying, listen, if you cannot have some silence, if you cannot have some balance in life, then you're not living accordance to that. If you go with the unpeaceful thoughts, unpeaceful action, you are not according to your true nature. So make up your mind, what is it that you want? If it's tranquility, divinity, auspiciousness, then your words, thoughts, and deeds have to really support it. And I think this is what is lacking from the society, and no one stops it because it's not to their benefit. And that's why there are so many unbalanced young people being introduced into the society, that they feel lost. And I think one of the biggest things as parents and as grandparents, as relatives, we can do is to bring to attention of people that are around us by example that time off means, you know, close the shop and do whatever your devotion is, whether it's prayer, walking in the nature, dancing alone, listening to the music, being quiet, and teach your children the same life that not too many people know.
ساعت برادها میگن که خودشون ترجمه میکنن و به ادامه میدن.
این تکنولوژی که اومده همه اعتیاد خیلی شدیدی پیدا کردیم که اصلا جوانا دیگه نمیتونن بشینن یه جا. همش مثل که در تکاپو هم. وقتی که بابا میگه که زندگیتون جوری بکنیم که به الهیتتون هماهنگی داشته باشه، یعنی که با اون افکاره که باعث میشه که ما نریم با خود داخلمون، باش نریم با گفتار، با کردار، اینا رو همه رو روی خط مستقیم باید گذاشت. و اونایی که بچه کوچیک دارن، اونایی که نوه دارن، اونایی که اطرافشون بچه خواهرشون بچه برادرشونه، بزرگترین خدمتی که میتونن بکنن اینه که بهشون یاد بدن که از این دیوایس ها، از این تکنولوژی کمتر کمتر استفاده کنن و بیشتر بیشتر به طبیعت رو بیارن، به رقص، به هنر.
Can you give any guidance to adults that want to have the rehab? Like, any guidance about how to use your gadget?
Take a piece of paper and do drawing. Take a piece of paper and write down your thoughts in a poetry. See what is inside of you that the gadgets have stopped it from coming. Write something. Go into nature and explore nature. Listen to a music and look inside of yourself in quietness. Simple things. I would say simple life, simple eating habits, simple drinking habits, simple joys. Everything that is simple. And one thing is very, very important, particularly for this generation, cut down on your curiosity of the world. Like Baba said, the world is not your business. Do not think that the knowledge is wisdom. Knowledge is ignorance. Unless you're using it at your work. Put it aside. More clutter that comes from knowledge in one's mind, less that person is capable of emptying the mind. So the curiosity has, I always say, shut the shop. Okay, you go to work, you come back, shut it. Close the doors. Don't allow your daily life become 24/7, which is what is going on. Accomplishing goal is not normal to go after 24/7. It should not consume your life. Baba says in 24 hours, 6 hours of sleep, which is too little for me, 6 hours of worship, 6 hours of service, and 6 hours of work. But it is so unbalanced, and we cannot help it unless we each do it individually, and it needs discipline. When the mind says, let's do this, no. And no really means no. No does not mean let's negotiate. No. And the mind dies down. Brings another idea that is totally irrelevant with what you want your piece is. You say, no. I'm sorry, not now. No. And so nobody says no to their mind anymore. And then we wonder why we're not peaceful. We have to use our divinity to guide our mind to a thoughts, words, and deeds that supports our divinity. Period. That's the goal of life. This is the only goal that a noble person wants to accomplish. The rest is just activities. That's my take on that.
Thank you.
کمی میپرسی که حالا نصیحتی داری برای بزرگا که میخوان در این ترک عادت برن، برای این دیوایس ها. سعد میگه آره، بشین یه چیزی رو بنویس، یه چیزی رو، یه شعر بنویس، یه
نقاشی
چیزی رو
کن.
نقاشی کن، ببین چی در درون تو بسته شده از بس که با گجت ها ور رفتی. برو توی طبیعت، برو بشین سکوت داشته باش، چیزای ساده،
I give you an example. I don't like to talk about my life on Sai Baba Center, but I'm going to give you an example. I had two little kids, right? Back up a little bit so I can see her too. There was not a day that I would not find a time to go in nature and talk to God. It would not happen. Because I felt like raising my children depended on my time in nature with God, not the other way around. So I didn't tell anybody. I would go in nature and cry. I would kiss the ground. I would chant. I would meditate on different places. and I would come home and then do whatever. If it was 10 minutes, fine. If it was 2 hours, fine. If it was 50 minutes. When a mother or a father or a worker says, I don't have time, they're doing too much. And it's not necessary. It's addiction. It's no longer duty. Duty should not consume our time for our peace. If it does, it's something wrong there. It's astonishing, if I may confide in you guys, that the society does not see how badly the direction is going and how unrestful the young generations are.
Sad میگه که بابا میگه دنیا به تو مربوطی نداره. انقدر جوانا نباید کنجکاو باشن در مورد دنیا. فکر میکنن که اطلاعات یعنی خیر، ولی اینطوری نیست. هرچی بیشتر اطلاعات داشته باشی
نفهمی بیشتره
و سخت‌تر میشه که ذهن رو خالی کنی. من همیشه میگم که بعد در دکون رو ببندی. وقتی کار تموم شد در دکون رو ببند. 24 ساعت در روز نباید دنبال هدف باشی
یا اکتیویتی.
این نرمال نیست. بابا میگه در 24 ساعت 6 ساعت خواب، 6 ساعت
ورشیپ، 6 ساعت کار، 6 ساعت هم خدمت.
پرستش. ما خیلی تعادلمون رو از دست دادیم و بعد به خودمون دیسیپلین بدیم. وقتی ذهن یه چیزی رو میره جلو میگیم نو، و وقتی میگیم نو یعنی نو دیگه، چونه نمیدم. بعد ذهن یه ایده دیگه میاره میگیم نه. دلیل این که ما سول نداریم اینه که همش دنبال ذهنمون میریم. ذهن باید فقط مصرف بشه که به ما افکار و کردار و رفتار رو نشون بده که بیشتر به سونمون گسترش بده.
ذهن موقعی مصرف میشه یه کاری داری جلو، باید مصرفش کنی کارتا انجام بده دیگه. این curiosity گوگل کردن هر دقیقه is not part of our duty.
صد میگه یه اگزمپل بدم. دوست ندارم از زندگی خودم خیلی تعریف کنم، اما من دوتا بچه داشتم و یه روز نگذشت که من توی طبیعت نرم و با خداوند حرف نزنم. 10 دقیقه یا 2 ساعت هرچی باشه گریه کنم، مدیتیشن کنم، ذکر بگم. این کارو میکردم چون که میدونستم که بچه ها رو بزرگ کردن پایش این بود. وقتی که مادر یا پدر یا کارمند میگه من وقت ندارم، مشکل هست. یعنی زیاد از حد داره کارهای نواجب میکنه. هیچی نباید وقت دنبال سول رفتن تو بگیره. و من باورم نمیشه که چجوریه که جامعه نمیبینن که چقدر ما جوونا وضعشون بدن، چقدر ناآرومن.
هیچ کاری در موردش نمی کنه. What you brought was amazing. And your questions were very amazing. But let's summer it up. Let's see what are we taking to go home with and put it in our daily life. And I think each one of us have a different idea of what hits us the most. So let's meditate for a few minutes and contemplate on the code and what we talked about and see what part of it fits your life, and please do practice it. Because without practice, there is no result. It just isn't. So let's spend a few minutes just to look at our own life and say, wait a minute, this code, where in my life I can fit a little bit more of Baba's teachings. And while we are meditating, can you read it again?
Yeah.
Slowly.
صد میگه که حالا مدیتیشن کنیم و ببینیم که کجای این کوت دلمون میشینه. ما از این کوت میخوایم چی امروز با خودمون ببریم؟ میخوایم چجوری و چی رو یه ذره بیشتر بهش گسترش بدیم در زندگیمون. وقتی که مدیتیشن میکنیم، کبی هم یواش کوت رو برامون میخونه.
After the meditation, the session ends. بعد از این مدیتیشن، جلسه تموم میشه.